410 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. So we're having one or two or 10 little technical difficulties, but not to worry. We got a lot of great stuff that we are dealing with. And by the way, throughout the course of the afternoon, I'm going to keep pushing this button, Jeremy. I'm sure that at some point it will decide that it's working. We've turned it off. We've hit it in exactly the spots that it's dented, which is how every real radio engineer throughout history has told you to repair things. Just look for the place where it's already dented. And then, you know, just hit it there again. I wonder, Jeremy, with the difficulties you got there getting the audio together are somehow there. Weird, weird, weird. All right, listen. It is what it is. It's Tuesday afternoon. We've got a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. Now, Peter Navarro was here for a couple of moments ago, and I thought he had some very, very good advice. And I have shared some of the things from this gentleman who's running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania over the last couple of days. His television commercials are perfect. They are spot on. Now, he's running a Senate campaign, of course, so he's really running against the sitting senator, this Bob Casey Jr. But when he has positioned it, he said, look, Bob Casey is all on board with Kamala Harris. And here's who Kamala Harris is, and here's what Kamala Harris believes in and supports. And the reality is that she is a dangerous left-wing extremist. That's who she is. You are going to be critiqued. Your critiques are going to be blunted when you talk about Kamala Harris in any way that is not venerating her. It's really sort of crazy. But I think we just have to realize where we are, what we're dealing with, and that is how it is. Yep. All right, let me get to a couple of very, very good Chronic Care of Richmond text line texts, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Maggie says, Kamala Harris's birthday is the same as mine. All right, well, look, I don't think we have to decide how we're voting based on that, but all right. 804 says, Jeff, my gosh, Peter Navarro doesn't let you get a word in. Well, you know what? That's okay. I really am. I'm okay sort of yielding the floor to Dr. Peter Navarro. And I think he's got some very interesting points. And remember that you can absolutely get a win here when you're talking about the issues, when you're talking about the facts. 804 says, Jeff, here come those fake push polls to demoralize Trump voters. You're absolutely correct. If you just take a half a step back is all that I'm asking you to take. You will see all of these pieces coming together. They're all coming together. And they're designed for any number of things, mainly to keep you, who is excited about Donald Trump, who is part of the Make America Great Again movement, it's to keep you somehow demoralized or depressed, as 804 says, to keep you from turning out to vote for President Trump, to keep you from volunteering in a campaign. Oh, it's lost. It's not going to happen. It's this, it's that. They're going to steal it. Put it all aside. Put it all aside. In 100 days, we have not just the opportunity, I would dare say the obligation to come together and save this country, to truly make America great again. 804 sends a nice text here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. He says, Jeff, I love that story about Michael Savage. I watch Newsmax when he comes on, and I always tell my wife there's something about him I don't like. Yeah, I spent a fair amount of time working with him. So if you want a whole bunch of things that you wouldn't like, I could probably help you out with that. Aaron Lewis has been added to the Chesterfield After Hours concert list. I'm so excited about that. He's coming back to town. We've got our friend Cindy Creasy from the Broadway in Richmond series. The tickets for Shucked are going on sale this Friday. And, you know, we always have somebody on from the show. It just is one of those things. It's always nice to do that. And we'll be doing that. But I did want to let you know that those tickets are going on sale this Friday. If we're able to make this work, Craig Peterson should be along at 4:33. Craig joins me every Tuesday afternoon. We talk about tech issues. And gosh, would not this be thoroughly appropriate, Jeremy? It would be. Absolutely. Let's see if he can figure out from afar exactly how you fix whatever the latest problem is at the Museum of Broadcasting History. I don't know. It is 4:50. Jeff Gatz, News Radio WRVA.